And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Heck Tollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Pizza Tramp, Flag Shaggers.
This just in, news of another sinking boat in the channel. We got Chris on the coast though. You there, Chris? Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I can see bodies and debris everywhere. There's no coordination whatsoever. The Coast Guard are pushing into the water to assist. Well, the flag shaggers were in the back screaming. So just send them back, let them drown. British Pride 1, Dying Families 0. It's my opinion, don't have to like it. Cause I'm a first team pick. I play for Flagshaggers United. When it comes to humanism, I'm on your fence. When it comes to nationalism, I'm on your fence. Unbelievable scene to you, Jeff. I'm a bad man, or a Brenda is toast. Dead, I'm standing with Bruce and Bowen. Beer chested, tattoos, tears in his eyes. Living out the lack of respect the referee is showing in the game. It's all over for British Pride. It's my opinion, don't have to like it. Yeah, you're a first-class prick. You play for Flagshaggers United. When it comes to decency, you're in offence. When it comes to the monarchy, it's all in defence. You pledge allegiance to the Union Jack.
Right, you're listening to Chop Tops Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Pizza Tramp, a track called Flag Shaggers. They are Welsh hardcore punk excellence, and no mistake, we saw them live, didn't we? They're absolutely brilliant. They got a new album out in September. That's one of the tracks from it. And it kicks off a show this week that I think a lot of the tracks on it will kind of fit in with what's happened politically over the last week or so, what with all them daft bloody protest demo things from them stupid people. Yeah. And we love Pizza Tramp as well.
Yes.
Absolutely love them. They're a great live band. One of the best purveyors, one of the best new purveyors of hardcore punk, I think, and actually great sense of humour. Absolutely brilliant band. What is Pizza Tramp's website?
Pizzatramp.co.uk.
Pizzatramp.com.
Is it?
P-I-Z-Z-A, Tramp. Pizza Tramp, like Burger King. Pizzatramp.com. Paulie being Internet 1, Tony nil. And, have I got a joke for you, Tony? If you got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. We've heard from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, I remember my father washing the car with me as a small child. Once I got older, he bought a sponge. Nice. Jeff, P.S. My grandmother reached 100 yesterday. That's the last time I get in the car with her when she's late for the bingo.
Nice.
Yeah, both of those, Tony, seem to be slow burners with you. It might have been the way that I said them.
No, it's... down to my Skype.
Oh, right, okay. Yep. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Let's hear Jeff's thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Right, We got two songs in a row now. These are starting what's going to be two of four over the show that are all new or about to be new if they're not quite out yet. Cherry Red releases. Right, and Cherry Red, they brought out three two CD collections that are two albums revisited. And this is 999, and it's their 48th year together, Tony.
Jesus.
They feature Arturo Basic on bass these days, a friend of the show, also founder member of the Lurkers. But I found something out about 999 today that I didn't know, Tony. Mm-hmm. That in 1980, they temporarily got rid of their drummer, and he was replaced by a bloke. Can you guess his name?
No.
Paul Edwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. Turns out, when I was 10 years old, I was drumming for 999. The 2CD collection that's out, I think it was just about to be out, is called Separates, and it's basically a best of. I'll be honest with you, it's a best of. And it's really, really good, as you're about to find out. Stay tuned for Angelic Upstarts. Before that, what's 999's website, Tony?
999band.com?
999.net, and it's N-I-N-E-N-I-N-E-N-I-N-E. 999.net. Pull the internet to Tony Neil. This is Outreach.
Rope.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Angelic Upstarts and a track called The Man Who Came In From the Beano. They are Punkanoi from South Shields. We lost Mency recently. Awful shame. Not necessarily the end of the band, though, as you'll find out if you go to their website, which is
angelicupstarts.com.
angelicupstartsofficial.co.uk. Paul of the Internet 3, Tony Nil, and that is taken from the Cherry Red upcoming release, which is two of their albums. I'm afraid I don't know whether it's the first two or not. I think it might be, which are We Gotta Get Out of This Place and 2 Million Voices, and it's out now. And because we've had so many Cherry Red releases have come at the same time, you will be hearing a few more of these tracks from the bands we're playing this week in the near future, if that makes sense. So thank you very much, Sherry Red. Thank you very much, Angelic Upstarts. And thank you very much, Tony, in advance for your Facebook comments. I take it you have some.
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
And Heg Tolo to pull the other one, and his nephew, who are both fans of the show. I met his nephew last Saturday, more of that shortly, and he said he was made up that he heard his auntie on Punky Radio every week. Incredible. So what you got?
Yep, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to the page, facebook.com/Punky Radio. Like the page and leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Easy way to leave us a comment: reply to last week's show post. That's it. Do get in touch. Yeah. Just two this week. Of note, both similar, the usuals. Dammy Records got in touch.
Hey Tolo, damn it!
To say thank you for playing Awful Pit Stiletto from January's Damnations and Chips and Gravy from February's Damnations. Thank you very much. And also Chips and Gravy got in touch.
Heg Tolo, Chips and Gravy.
And they say, thanks, guys. Mucho appreciation.
You see, they must be doing Duolingo Spanish as well.
You see, it's bilingual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the future.
I did a Duolingo lesson.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you do. You do, don't you? Because you are a secret wacko jacko fan. I can't remember what I was saying because you just threw me
Duolingo lesson.
Oh yeah. I did my Spanish lessons before. I'm now on 157 day streak.
Does it repeat?
What?
I don't know. Whatever you're doing,
no,
on Duolingo.
It just means I've done 157 days in a row. I've done a lesson each day for 157 days. But because I paid for Duolingo, I don't know how much it was for the year, but it's been worth it. It's helped my Spanish. If you pay for it, then every once in a while, if you miss a day, it's all right. So
right. Yeah.
I haven't actually done 157 days in a row, but I've been doing it for 157 days and I've missed 3 or 4. So okay. Not bad. Not bad. So that's it in Facebook, is it?
And then Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frank Boyle.
Right, we're now going to depart the past and welcome the future. And the future, Tony, as we all know, is the Zipheads. Snorbans, all things rock and roll. One of my favourite bands as people, and a tremendous live band. And two or three months ago now, they sent us their new single, and I liked the B-side so much I played that, and I thought, you know what, we ought to play the A-side, so let's do it now. What is the Zipheads website?
It's zzz.zipheads.com.
Oh, you're good. zzz.zipheads.com. I'm so pleased about that. I'm going to give you 2 points for that.
Oh, very much.
I didn't think for 1 second to get that right, but although I guess you spend quite a lot of time on that website, Tony, looking at the lovely piece of the thing of Ray. Tasty.
He's dreamy.
He is dreamy. That makes it Tony 2, Paulie B, Internet 3, and this is How Do You Like Me Now?
Love.
You're listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Zipheads track called How Do You Like Me Now? It's their last single. Find out more at zzz.zipheads.com. If you're in the States, zzz.zipheads.com. You twats. I say that in the nicest possible way. Learn the language. Did you do anything last week?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks very much, Tony. Right, so we'll crack on with the next bit. Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Was it to you, fuckface?
Yeah. So, yeah, so Tuesday, it was a very band-orientated week. So Tuesday, the Buckets Babies, we went down to the Dark Horse in Moseley, in Birmingham. We played with Jack Lott, KK Verkefni. Yeah, and the Dollheads from Vegas. KK Verkefni were from Wrexham.
International gig time.
I would describe them as a Wrexham Zig Zig Sputnik.
Oh, really?
Like a dark goth punk
duo. Brilliant. Yeah, oh, sweet.
I've asked them to get in touch.
I would hope so too.
I liked it. Unfortunately, they had a mirror. It was one of those technically a mirror sets. Yeah. But there's something about them.
Right.
The Dollheads were great. Good night. Again, what we're saying off air, I think Tuesday night not that well attended.
Shame.
It's a Tuesday night, isn't it? But yeah. Understandable. But really fun.
It's
night.
A risk, but also when bands come over from the States, in particular, they want to fill their nights up with gigs.
Yeah.
So people do the best they can, but you know, it's the same here as it is there. People come out at the weekend.
Yeah.
Just because you're on tour, if you're not a well-known band, you're just hoping to get a few locals show up and a bloke with a dog, aren't you?
It's pretty much what it was, but all the bands watched each other and supported.
Sweet.
And yeah, so it was really good for us. Quite enjoyed it. Then Thursday we drove up to Blackpool.
What was going on there? Anything major?
There was some festival or other, but I'm more interested in the fringe.
Absolutely. I miss a fringe.
So yeah, so we played at the Washington, not far from Winter Gardens.
Right.
I think we were on either the same time as Sham 69 or Stiff Little Fingers, or possibly both.
Oh, that's handy.
But it was again fun night. Fatal Dose, Graffiti Club, Load played, and they were awesome.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I know we played them before, but
yeah.
Really good. I think they've definitely stepped it up. They were better than us, put it that way. But yeah, really good.
You can't ever say that, Tony.
No,
they
were better
than us. Oh, I can.
We headlined after them, and the crowd did unfortunately thinned out a little bit, probably because they went to see Sham 69.
Well, yeah, that's why. Yeah,
it was a great night. Iron Mike came. Iron Mike and Psychomot were both up for Rebellion, so they both popped in. Iron Mike stayed for the set. He went to watch UK subs and came to watch us, so that was very nice.
Well, he got that in the right order.
He did. Mark, I don't know what you went to watch. The Queers, I think. I can't remember. But really nice to see them both. And that was that. We finished playing at about 12:30. I had to walk back to the hotel, which took an hour. And then got home. 3 hours sleep. Got home about 5:00 on the Friday. Traffic was awful.
Oh, no.
Just
bad traffic.
Fucking awful.
Bankers.
I think it took us about 6 hours to get back from Blackpool.
Oh, no.
Miss all the riots up there.
That was on a Friday though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But Friday night on the M6, mate.
Even Thursday on the M6 was shit.
Yeah.
Even going up. I think it was just... Right. We got back about 6 before the riots happened up in Blackpool. And then Saturday, Sunday, we were in the studio recording 4 new songs. And today's Monday, and I think Asterix has finished them off today. I think that's done. So
right.
it was a big band week, and I'm shattered. But
yeah.
It was worth it. It was a good week. How was your week?
Well, you know, after all that brilliance, there's not a lot of me to add, really, other than I have discovered, because I'm now looking around my available box set places. I've got now to all four, or whatever that four one's called, And on there, there's a thing called The Great, and there's three seasons of it. You probably heard of it. It's based on Catherine the Great.
Yeah.
It's a really good laugh. It's a really great romp. I'd never heard of it, of course. Started watching it. Love it. I've been watching the Olympics every moment I get. And just before we came on air, I watched the British women in the cycling team sprint thing. And they broke the world record, Tony, as they got the Olympic gold. But more than that, they broke the world record for the third time that day.
Oh, wow.
They did it in every heat. They broke the world record. They're amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm loving the Olympics, man. Still don't understand the judo. No. Even though I watched the final, Big Ted. Did you see Big Ted?
No.
Google Big Ted. Big Ted is black, 6'8", and French. He's one of the most famous sports stars in France. France has over 500,000 people do judo. They love a bit of judo in France. They love it. And Big Ted's fantastic. And he came out against this enormous Japanese dude. As in wide. Mm-hmm. But Big Ted, he's built like Hulk Hogan.
Right.
It's that kind of build. He's not massive wide. He's Andy.
Yeah.
Like, and when Big Ted puts you down, you stay down. Right. He's absolutely brilliant. I loved him. So anyway, even though I didn't understand what the fuck was going on, I knew when he'd won.
Hmm.
And I've already kind of covered the last bit. My tour on Saturday was great. We had to fight the protests, not literally. But I had to take my tour on a detour because we couldn't get anywhere near the Brian Clough statue. Yeah. Because there were loads of people throwing empty bottles at each other. And then once we finished, Paul the Other One was there on the tour.
Ah.
With the rest of his David Bowie tribute band that he's in.
Ooh.
I wasn't expecting that. I found out a lot about him, actually.
Was he a drummer?
He was a drummer in a punk band in the 70s to start with. And you know what? Once upon a time, he was on stage. Right, this is funny. I can't remember how it worked out, but his band must have been the last band on at a gig. And the other bands that were on were mates with them out the back. It's something like that. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, he ended up on stage playing drums with Charlie Harper singing and Lemmy on bass.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing. But anyway, fantastic to see them. We saw his nephew in the Ned Ludd. His nephew was on the tour. And he said to his nephew, "This is Paulie B from Punky Radio." And his nephew, who's quite a big lad and quite handy, mate, was a little bit starstruck.
Oh.
And I had to say to him, "Have a good look at me and decide whether you really want to be this starstruck." And he went, "No, you're fine, actually." So anyway, that was that. Let's play something from the vault, shall we? Because I've been looking forward to playing this for you, Tony, my special internet mate. Because we first played this song quite a long time ago now. Mm. Now, I'm calling them Ivan and the Powerzol, but they're probably Ivan and the Powerzol, to be honest. They are one of Hungary's biggest alternative bands. This song came through on its own to us, and we played it on the show, and you loved it so much that it was in our following best of, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You just thought this song was great. And I can't remember I know what it was. I came out of the shower last Tuesday. Guess what I was singing to myself?
Masvartum.
God knows why. And I thought, right, I'm playing it.
Tune.
You love this. You absolutely love it.
I still love it.
What is Ivan and the Powerzol's Bandcamp page?
ivanandpowerzol.bandcamp.com.
It is IvanandThe Powerzol, Americans, ZOL, .bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 3, Paulie B, and instead 3. Masvartum.
Tudok pár dolgot, de nem tőletek, és eldöntöttem. nemrég, hogy mivé leszek. Ti meg nem adtatok, csak ígértetek, ami közel van, csak abból vehetek. De hiszek és tudod, ez lesz elég, az egészet akarom, és nem a felé. Más vártam, más vártam, a lent után a fent jön, úgy láttam. A lent után a fent jön, úgy láttam.
Azt hiszem, jól emlékszem.
Mit szeretnél, de jöttek a napok az évekkel, és néha másfajta tervekkel. Megszegtük mi is az ígéretet, pedig elhittem sosem, tévedhetek. De hittünk és tudod, így volt szép, az egészet akartuk és nem a felét.
Más vártam, más vártam.
You're listening to Rahman Manadli underneath us right now. That's right, some Azerbaijani guitar for weddings. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ivan or Ivan and the Powersol and the majestic Mast Vartan. And by the way, Tony, I think I know why we like this song so much.
Why?
Because there was something that was nagging me about it, thinking, I've heard this song before. I've heard this song before. Do you know what it's just like?
Nope.
Sir Dance-a-Lot by Newtown Centres. You listen to Sir Dance-a-Lot and Mast Vartan. They're quite similar.
Yeah, might
be. So I've decided to play Sir Dance-a-Lot again next week because we've only played that 500 times.
Excellent. Oh, you know, I was thinking of it, exactly the same band, but Bacalao.
Well, you know what? Should we do it? Why don't we do a Newtown Centres double next week?
Oh, yeah. Scott.
You like the sound of that, don't you? You love that one. And there's a really funky one, The Reason You're Alive. Loads of great songs from that era, Tony.
Mm.
20 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm 19 now.
Well, yeah, true. Yeah. Right, now, so I can't remember what was happening. Oh, So, the question for you is, Tony, do you have a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Don't you go putting crap on my desk.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget.
Do we, Mummy?
Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, and where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play? There's a cracking gig this weekend. So this Sunday, again, the rebellion's finished. Some of the bands are still playing odd gigs. So this Sunday at Centrala in Birmingham, the No Name are playing. They're from China. And they were playing with Complete Dysfunction, Mold, and the awesome, mighty Tony and the Apocalypse Babies.
Wowzers.
Yes. It's going to be a good night. Looking forward to seeing them and playing with them. I've heard them, they're very good, very melodic, same as the Babies. So, should be a good night. And it's £10 on the door. It's £7, 7pm start, and then it's a tenner. But four great bands.
And that's this Sunday.
This Sunday, Faisley Street in Digbeth.
Brilliant.
Looks kind of like
I quite like Digbeth, you know. It's quite. It's got a cool part of Birmingham, Digbeth.
Digbeth.
I like saying it, Digbeth.
Yeah.
Digbeth.
Digbeth.
So that's it, is it?
That's it, yeah. So this Sunday, yeah.
I'm sorry, this Sunday, bloody God, go on, say it again.
Centrala, 7pm, the No Name Anders. There you go.
And that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Excellent harmonies.
Thank you.
Right.
In the studio.
Now, for a band that we have played once before, I think. Swedish, as they describe themselves, Swedish contemporary sonic therapy, Tony. Mm-hmm. I speak, of course, of No Wayne. What is No Wayne's Facebook page?
facebook.com/no-wayne/p/no-wayne-1006088657819
And why is that, Tony?
And said D4URL.
D4URL. But to be fair, then, they are Swedish.
Right.
So, hey, they might not have worked that stuff out. Facebook's not been around for very long. But anyway, No Wayne, if you're listening, sort it out. People find you quicker. Still very easy to find. If you type in No Wayne at Facebook, you'll find it. Type in No Wayne band or No Wayne music to the internet, you'll find, and you'll also find out a lot about Bob Wayne if you do that, and that is absolutely no problem either. You won't be upset. Right, so point of view on the internet four, Tony 3. I'm getting confused. We've only done six, but I gave you 2 points. Point of the internet four, Tony 3. This is No Wayne doing fine.
I'm golden, I am fat. Do you really think I care how I did it? No, we're doing fine.
You're listening to The Upsetters underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And this is a new bed. Guess what? It's a Cherry Red release called People Funny Boy. The singles from 1968 and 1969, should I say. The Upsetters, one of the legendary reggae bands, well, that went from ska and Roxy to reggae, end of the 60s, like so many other bands did. And I've picked out some of the instrumentals on the release to make a new bed. There we go. And thank you for putting it together, because my audacity thing was fucking about.
Cool problem.
Yeah, that was No Way in Doing Fine. Absolutely brilliant. Swedish contemporary sonic therapy. Are you doing anything this week?
It's mostly catching up on work after last week being a rock star.
And then more rock star stuff this Sunday.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, work and then gig on Sunday is the long and short of it. What are you up to?
Well, I've looked at the three things that I wrote down here. And if you thought that I was trying to be clever, you might have thought that I was saying that I did something sexual with a vacuum cleaner. I have had an average royal in each glove, and I was going to go to the church with an automobile. But in fact, it just says fucked Hoover, parking permit, car service. And that's pretty much it. I started vacuuming the fucking stairs the other day, first time in 6 years. And the vacuum cleaner got to the third one and said fuck that and just gave up. And it's brand new.
Oh.
So I don't know what's happened there. No idea. As far as the parking permit goes, you might remember I'm having an ongoing issue with the council about me having to pay to park outside my own house when I didn't want to. They enforced parking permits on us, and now they make it as difficult as possible for us to get a fucking permit. Yeah, I've never seen a traffic warden or the such like down this street, and I'm convinced half the people on this street just don't bother, but I know my luck.
Yeah.
At some point, I will get one. And the car's due a service as well, so at least I won't get a ticket. This Thursday, and that's about it. I'm watching the Olympics, of course, until it's no more, and then I'll be sad.
Right.
Yeah. True. So let's play two songs in a row. Two more from Cherry Red, two more amazing releases now. Stay tuned for Discharge. Not the first time I've said that to someone, Tony. But first, The Exploited. I very nearly played my favourite Exploited song, which is on the new Cherry Red 2CD collection, Punk's Not Dead, Troops of Tomorrow, two of their most famous albums. That's called Hitler's in the Charts Again. That's my favourite ever The Exploited song, but I thought, you know what, we played that two or three times, and then I thought we'll play this instead. I think we've played this one before as well, because anytime I see anything that has computers in it, Tony, obviously I think of you.
Yeah.
What they are, Scottish UK H2 legends. Their bass player Irish Rob has been in the band for a long time now, and I met him shortly after we joined them. We became quite good friends, actually, because he was doing the sound at Bannerman's, where I was at Edinburgh Fringe, because they're an Edinburgh bass band. Watty has had a number of health issues of late, but appears to be all right now. What is The Exploited's website?
Theexploited.co.uk.
The-exploited.net. Paulie B and the Internet 5, Tony 3, and this one's for you, Tony. Computers don't blunder.
Come on.
listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Discharge and a track called Free Speech for the Dumb. Open brackets, what is hell? Mm. Unless I got that the wrong way. No, it's on the album. No, it's not. Now I don't know why War is Hell has been parenthesized. Maybe it's part of the title. Oh, I'm so confused. Discharge, you've confused me. Anyway, they are famous. Famous, especially in the States. In the States, they say, you know, these boys really did change the rules on punk rock. And all the way from Stoke, of course. What is Discharge's Bandcamp page?
Discharge.bandcamp.com.
Discharge official music.bandcamp.com. Probably be an internet 623. It's ended up being a bit embarrassing, really, yeah, even with 2 points I gave you. That is from the new Cherry Red 2 CD release, which features the albums Why and Hear Nothing, See Nothing, Say Nothing, and My Apologies to Discharge for messing up the outro of that song, especially as the only time I've ever met them, they confused me even more by pretending to be Scottish, right? And it was, looking back, it was really funny, but I was completely nonplussed. I saw them like live, and I was backstage. It was at Wasted in Morecambe.
Okay.
And I was backstage, so I saw them, and I walked up to them and said, "Oh, hi guys, I thought you were absolutely brilliant. Any chance of a quick interview with Punky Radio?" And the lead singer went, "Oh, Jesus, no shape, fuck off." And I just fucked off. I thought, well, I'm not going to hang about there. Right, if I'm talking a bit more than you, oh, and also, I have to say, Tony, the way we've got these beds now, every third show in rotation, not that I'm anal or anything, we have got some banging beds going on, Tony. Absolutely brilliant. Anyway, I'm so excited. Let's just round it off with a brilliant twat.
Yay. Haven't got one.
Oh, knickers. I can give you a twat.
There's plenty of twats this week, isn't there, thinking about
Beth,
it?
Beth Shriver. You know, Beth Shriver, you know who she is?
I've heard the name.
Yes, no. Yes. The absolutely brilliant, fantastic British Olympic BMX racer. I watched every single heat and she won them by loads. And then I watched the final, came last.
Oh.
Not happy. Turns out it's all about getting a good start. But anyway, not really? She's fantastic.
Okay. So yeah, so if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twats responded to. Let me know your twats. We had quite a few hundred of them roaming the streets and nicking things out of Greg's this week.
Yeah. Sadly, none of them actually wrote in.
No one wrote in, no. Maybe they don't want to be identified, but, you know, help a fella out and identify the fuckers.
Yeah, they're all wearing masks, aren't they? Pussies.
Pussies. So, yeah, so no twat. So the only thing we can do is the usual. Well, it's been a while, actually, but
well,
hey.
It isn't the usual. If I'd had but half an hour's warning, I could have done a quiz time for Tony.
Yeah,
but you've just dropped this on me too late, so you have to deal with it yourself.
Yeah, it's fine. So you can, if you like, buy us a pint. You can go to our website, punkyradio.com, and there is a buy us a pint button. It's a PayPal donation, and you can give whatever you want to give. We suggest the cost of 2 pints. Or you can go to paypal.me/punkyradio. But you can go to punkyradio.com. It is on there. You don't have to.
No.
Of course, this is just merely a tip. So, yeah, that's what I always say.
Yeah, it's so, a cheers, yeah, fellas, isn't it? It's a cheers,
yes,
fellas.
Cheers. Yeah.
If you can afford it.
Chuck it. But we'll also take twat. So, yeah. If you do it. Yeah.
Oh, I really will, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm so alone. Might be because we come out with things like that, you never know.
that's all I got. All I got, yeah.
Oh well, no, yeah. Never mind. No. Let's just play one last song then, because I'm so excited about this song, Tony. It's ridiculous, and not because of the song we're going to play, but because of the name of their first album. I'm talking about Boris the Sprinkler, Tony. They've come via Rumbar Records, Hegtolo, Malibu Lou. They are from Green Bay, which is North Wisconsin, isn't it? Green Bay Packers.
Could be.
Yeah. and a great band. Would you like to take any sort of guess on what their first album was called?
Oh, God, no idea.
Eight-testicled pogo machine.
Nice.
Brilliant! Not just nice, it's fantastic. And who are you guys? Oh, we're an eight-testicled pogo machine. Oh, of course you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, what I want to know is, what is Boris the Sprinkler's website?
BorisTheSprinkler.com.
It is BorisTheSprinkler.com. BorisTheSprinkler.com, making it Tony 4, probably being Internet 6. And this is No One Loves Mr. Green. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Boris the Sprinkler. No One Loves Mr. Green, all the way from Green Bay. Eight-testicled pogo machine. Probably some sort of haiku there. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to the show that they haven't done before.
Yep. Don't forget, do visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. All the shows are on there. You can check them out. Please do. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofolkestone.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify app in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music in their podcast thing. And if you've got yourself an Alexa device, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. You go to the skill store, you search your Punky Radio, and download it. It's by that famous Hucknolian Poco. And then thanks to that.
Dirty out
there. And then dirty. It really is. So there you go. Do that, do this, and do that, and listen up. There you go. Thank you very much.
You never know. One or two of you might see Tony this Sunday in Birmingham. In the meantime, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't.